I've been told that they'll even the Ukrainian government will even provide airfare and get you over there.
Well, James, you're a brave man. Thank you for your service to this country, and stay safe if you do make it over there, sir. Stay safe. Those Russians, they fight dirty. Thanks for calling in, James. Thanks so much. I'll be rocking it with you solo tomorrow here on the Clay and Buck Show, so please do tune in. We've got a lot to talk about, whether it's Ukraine, the price of gas, the madness of the libs. You know we're going to have a good time. Plus, we'll have some special guests, some fun surprises for you. It's all going to be good stuff. Talk to you tomorrow.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Stop paying for Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile social initiatives. Stop paying for their thousands of retail stores across the country you never go into. Stop paying for their added perks you never use.
Pure Talk doesn't charge you for any of that. Instead, they give you killer 5G coverage on the same 5G network as one of those big guys for half the cost. The average size family is saving over $800 a year.
You can keep your number, keep your phone, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data is just $30 a month. And if you want unlimited data, you can get it and still save a fortune.
From your cell phones, dial #250, say Pure Talk, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. You can be switched over to Pure Talk service in less than 10 minutes. Dial #250, say Pure Talk.
That's #250. All you have to do is say the words Pure Talk.
Your dog is part of the family. At Rough Greens, we know that dogs need live nutrition just like we do. There's just one problem. For dog food to last, it needs to be shelf stable, and that means it has no live nutrients. The result is your dog's food is dead food. Sometimes itching and scratching, lack of energy, digestive issues, they're not medical issues at all, but more likely they're nutritional deficiencies from eating dead food. The good news is you don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Simply add a scoop of Rough Greens and make even the best dog food better. Rough Greens is a powerful supplement that puts into your dog's food all the live nutrients they need for superior health with a flavor that'll have them licking the bottom of the bowl. We're so confident your dog will love Rough Greens that we're going to let him try it before you buy it. Free. Just cover the shipping. Get your free bag of Rough Greens today at RUFFGreens.com. That's RUFFGreens.com. Bring your dog's food to life with Rough Greens.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after a car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them because they think the at-fault driver will actually be the one who has to pay. The truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. So if you're hurt in a wreck, make one call. That's all.
Murder and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
My son Steve did not want to die, but his prescription opioids killed him. We found a post-it note that he had written about his experience with his opioids. You never expect that you're going to lose a child. It's all out of order.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cssnv.org to learn more. This message developed by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, sponsored by the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasting
Association. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Foreign ministers in the group of seven leading economies are calling on Russia to comply with the International Court of Justice's order to stop its attack on Ukraine and withdraw its military forces. In a joint statement, the G7 also welcomed work to investigate and gather evidence of war crimes. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia may have already started World War III, pushing back against President Biden's argument that the U.S. can't give more assistance because it may escalate the situation. Speaking through a translator, Zelensky says talks with Russia to end the war are going slowly.
The negotiations are still in progress. The negotiations are fairly difficult.
Zelensky spoke with NBC News. At a news conference in Paris, Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development Secretary General Matthias Cormann says it's important for finance leaders to take steps to stabilize commodities markets to compensate for losses from Ukraine and Russia.
Given available global supplies for some commodities, such as wheat, the extent of the current price spikes do not appear to reflect real actual supply shortages. It is essential, then, that we keep markets open and operating freely in order to stabilize prices and to ensure existing supplies can reach those places where they're most needed.
Poland's foreign minister says no concessions to aggressor Russia could possibly be made that would undermine Ukraine's independence or territorial integrity. Zbigniew Rau is also head of Europe's Security Organization. An average long U.S. mortgage rates rose this week as the key 30-year loan vaulted over 4%. On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead 267 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm cute kid number one.
And I'm cute kid number two.
And we have been forced.
You mean hired?
We have been hired.
To tell you what direct lender FOMO is. So let's say you buy a new home. And maybe you use one of those big mortgage monsters.
Or someone your realtor or friend recommends.
And then a few months later,
you hear us being forced.
Hired.
Hired. To tell you about our mortgage team's direct lender advantage.
And then you feel like you missed out.
Because you probably did miss out.
And that is direct lender FOMO.
It's Ryan, and our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This often allows us to get you a better rate on that new home mortgage, saving you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage maker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1335. Rec Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Protecting the rights of the accused is the commitment shared by Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Dedicated, respected, and the best team for your defense. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The Oakland A's have put in an offer on a fifth plot of land in Las Vegas, which could be used to build a Major League Baseball stadium. Team President Dave Cavall says all the sites are on or near the resort corridor. While he would not name any of the five locations, Cavall crossed off a couple of lists. Off the list, UNLV owned land on Tropicana just east of the Strip, and land owned by Wynn Resorts on Las Vegas Boulevard, gone. A's officials say they're reviewing each site and weighing the pros and cons of each location. Both Las Vegas and Nevada hit the $5 mark for a gallon of gas for the first time ever yesterday. AAA reports the average price of a gallon of regular gas in Las Vegas topped $5.04 yesterday. Nevada also became the third state to ever hit the $5 mark. Of course, California, they win the gold medal on that. That was weeks ago. And Hawaii also reaching that mark for the first time, coming in at $5.08 per gallon. That makes the Silver State's average price the third highest in the nation. I paid $5.15. We'll have more on that later.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
I think the high gas prices are scaring people away from the freeways. Yeah, you're up to full freeway speeds through the resort corridor of the 15. Traffic is as light as I've ever seen it.
on U.S. 95. But those lane restrictions might slow you down downtown 515 eastbound at Main Street.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, March 17, the two-year anniversary of the Sisolak shutdown. It's the beginning of March Madness, and of course, it's St. Patty's Day. Be careful out there on the roadways. Be very, very careful. The cops have federal grants waiting to pull somebody over, so be careful out there, please. This falls under the heading of Stuff I Didn't Know. Over 245,000 Medicare-eligible seniors here in Nevada are choosing to enroll in Medicare Advantage coverage. What is the difference between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage? Let's check in with Christine Groh, a spokesperson for the Coalition for Medicare Choices to Protect and Strengthen Medicare Advantage. She joins us. Christine, thanks so much for taking some time out of a busy day to join us here in Nevada. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Let's go to the beginning. What is the difference between what we all grew up with, Original Medicare, and this new hybrid thing called Medicare Advantage? What's the difference between the two?
Sure. So when you are the age of 65 or older, or if you're a younger person who has certain disabilities or end-stage renal disease, you qualify for Medicare, and Medicare is a federal government program that we all invest into and provides good coverage for seniors. You also have a choice. You can choose Medicare Advantage plans, which sort of wrap around Original Medicare to provide you with more benefits, better services, and better value. And a lot of these plans are available for $0 additional premium. So for a lot of seniors, it's a very cost-effective way to add a lot more health care coverage for things like dental care, hearing and vision services, prescription drugs, fitness programs, and a whole lot more. Like you mentioned, more than 245,000 residents in Nevada choose Medicare Advantage today. That's about 45% of those who are eligible for Medicare in the state.
I talk with my senior friends, and they love their Medicare Advantage health club memberships and all kinds of other things that are the little add-ons for Medicare Advantage. Why is it that seniors absolutely love about Medicare Advantage?
Well, first, Americans love to have choice in their health care, so they want to have control over the health care coverage that they get to choose. Quite simply, Medicare Advantage provides better services, better access to care, and better value. They get more money, they get more benefit from their health care dollar. And, you know, having things like your prescriptions covered is a huge benefit. The additional services, a lot of these plans, especially through the COVID-19 pandemic, were providing extra services like the ability to see your doctor over telehealth or even by phone, which could be a safer option for some people. A lot of these plans will even help with social determinants of health, like helping you get rides back and forth to the doctor or to the pharmacy, making sure that you have secure housing that has heating and cooling systems. even healthy foods to help you achieve your best possible health for as long as possible.
Again, Christine Groh joining us, spokesperson for the Coalition for Medicare Choices. And I've got to ask you, because my doctor friends always tell me preventative care is really important, not just to the general population, but in particular to seniors. Can you talk a little bit about the type of preventative care that is included in Medicare Advantage?
Yeah, these Medicare Advantage plans do cover preventive care. It should be noted that Medicare Advantage covers everything that original Medicare covers and more. So it's your hospitalization visits, your primary care doctor visits, things like your immunization shots and things like that. You know, it's everybody wins when people stay healthier. You get to achieve your best possible health, your optimal healthy lifestyle. You get to see your friends and be in your communities and see your family and loved ones a whole lot more. And staying out of the hospital, that's important for a lot of people as they get older. So Medicare Advantage plans really work to deliver for that.
I know that the Biden administration is making decisions right now in D.C. about health care. Will Medicare Advantage be affected? Should we worry that the Medicare Advantage program is going away?
Well, what happens every year is that the administration takes a look at the Medicare Advantage plan and decides what these plans can look like for the next year. So they're making decisions right now about how much will be invested into these plans and what kinds of benefits they can cover starting in 2023. So the message that our coalition delivers, the Coalition for Medicare Choices, is Medicare Advantage is important. It provides a great value for seniors and taxpayers alike, and it should be protected. I will say that our leaders in Nevada really appreciate and value Medicare Advantage. Senator Cortez Masto actually led a letter of support saying that Medicare Advantage should be protected, and our various senators and representatives signed on to that. So we're very pleased with the strong bipartisan support that Medicare Advantage has today.
I know that ours is a very active listenership. The 245,000 Medicare-eligible seniors choosing to enroll in Medicare Advantage coverage, what is it they can do to help make sure that Medicare Advantage stays and is enhanced?
We'd encourage you to reach out to your senators and to your representatives to say thank you very much for supporting a strong Medicare Advantage program. Keep up the good work and make sure that it's there for seniors now and in the future.
I'm just curious, do you anticipate that there will be changes to Medicare Advantage? And is it possible that they might do things to actually strengthen it, not to weaken it?
Absolutely. There are changes made to the program every year, which is a good thing because we want to make sure that healthcare coverage can kind of go where patients are going and where healthcare is needed to go. So in a lot of ways, we do hope the program will be strengthened, providing more value and making sure that, doctors and prescription drug companies are paid more based on value than on the number of services that they provide. Increasing the numbers of services that they can offer and that can be covered. But it's also, in times where senators and representatives are looking at how much budget is spent and where those taxpayer dollars go, we want to make sure that they keep prioritizing the Medicare Advantage program so that it can keep providing the benefits that it provides today and even more as we learn more about how to keep people healthier longer.
Christine, in our final minute, it's a question I probably should have asked at the top of the broadcast, and that is the Coalition for Medicare Choices, better known as CMC. What is it? I know it's grassroots, but explain what it is, what it does, and how people can reach out to you.
The Coalition for Medicare Choices is 2 million seniors across America who come together every year to let our members of Congress in Washington know that Medicare Advantage is important and that they do value it for the better services, better access to care, and better quality and satisfaction that they realize. And people can find out more about us by going to our website, medicarechoices.org.
Christine, it is great to have you with us. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. I appreciate it. And we'll talk again soon, I promise.
Thank you so much for having me.
Christine Groh, a spokesperson for the Coalition for Medicare Choices to protect and strengthen Medicare Advantage. But all my senior friends love
their Medicare Advantage. Is there anybody out there that doesn't like Medicare Advantage? Everybody that I talk to loves it, and it's a great program. Stay with us. Coming up at 12:30, we're going to get a chance to visit with a guy that I knew back in my days in Nashville, Tennessee, working in talk radio there. And we reconnected just in the last couple of weeks. He is running for Clark County Commission District F, as in Frank. Why is he doing it? And how did he make the switch from Middle Tennessee to Vegas? Well, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this 17th of March, the two-year anniversary of the Sisolak shutdown. It's also St. Patrick's Day. It's also the beginning of March Madness, and gentleman Jim Dallas has his own brackets, and he's already filled out his bracket, and you're perfect so far. Am I right?
I'm one for one so far. But, and you know, it's funny because... You know, a lot of people, they go, oh, okay, well, the number 6 seed should be better than the number 11 seed because, I mean, the experts are rating these teams. But that's not always the case. Sometimes you just have to go with your gut, and that's what I did with Michigan. The number 11 seed upset Colorado State, the number 6 seed, 75-63 just a few minutes ago. So I'm still perfect, but there's still it's a long, long day. There's a lot of games going on right now, Kevin. Tennessee, a number 3 seed, is defeating Longwood 29-17, but that's in the first half still. Boise State is trailing Memphis. That's an 8 against a number 9, so you never know with those. But the 1 seeds against the number 16 seeds, I don't think a 16 seed has ever won, so that's probably the easiest to pick on everybody's bracket.
And by the way, is it Georgia State against the Zags? I believe it is against Gonzaga. And,
yeah.
Not a lot of people are giving Georgia State an opportunity to win that one.
No, I wouldn't either. That again, is a number 1 seed against a 16 seed. And like I say, correct me if it's wrong. Maybe it's happened one time in 100 years, but typically 16 seeds are just glad to be in the NCAA tournament, and that's good for recruiting, for the coach, and it's good for the coach, too. It says, hey, look, I lifted my team up to the NCAA tournament because there's a lot of major programs that don't make it to the top 64 or the top 68, and they end up in the NIT, which is, you know, kind of, you know, kissing your sister kind of thing. It just doesn't have the same weight as making the tourney.
But it allows teams to still recruit, but also to have practices. And that's good. That's a good thing. The longer you're playing, the longer you're practicing, the more progress you make. We'll be following this throughout the day and really throughout the rest of the week. As far as the tournament, and we'll see if your bracket stays perfect.
I doubt it. I doubt it very soon.
I doubt it too.
But hey, you know, an Integra would look pretty good in my carport.
Explain what the deal is with that. Is that the ESPN program?
Yeah, there were two of them. One was I think it was a $5,000 bracket, and another was for a brand new Acura Integra. So I went ahead and played both of those brackets.
And in anticipation of that last week, you sold a car, your Beamer.
Yeah, I knew that I was going to win, so I had to clear that Beamer out of my
carport. Oh, my God. I just love it. I just love it. Okay, more from gentleman Jim Dallas coming up on this first day of the NCAA tournament. I want you to hear from John Kennedy. He was on. He's the senator from Louisiana, and he was on with Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel. And this is cut number 3. This was John Kennedy and his reaction to the Zelensky speech before a joint session of Congress yesterday. Give a listen. I mean, it's amazing. Both sides of the aisle, absolutely on the same page. That doesn't happen often. This was John Kennedy last night on Fox.
Well, I'd make a couple of points, Sean. First, I think it's clear that the leader of the free world is President Zelensky. He and the Ukrainian people are tough as a boot, and we need to have their back. Point two, I think it's important when we do something right to acknowledge it. The West's sanctions on Russia's central bank has hurt